Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Cataracts. I remember the first time I ever heard of cataracts, my grandfather had them 30, 40 years ago, and then he didn't have them. I knew he'd had some surgery, but of course it didn't mean much to me in those days. Fast forward all these years, and Becky Serio, part of our HealthLink On Air production staff, needed cataract surgery, and she's still raving about the outcomes. It seemed a great time to invite her surgeon to talk to us about cataract surgery. Let me introduce to you Dr. Steven Spitzer. Good morning, Dr. Spitzer.
Good morning.
And welcome to HealthLink On Air. You're a corneal, cataract, and refractive surgeon and clinical assistant professor at Upstate. You have a lot of titles.
I guess so. It takes a long time to get all those titles.
It does. But, you know, we're really pleased you're here. I want to know about this miracle that you performed on my friend Becky.
Absolutely. Becky developed cataracts. It's a very gradual process, and started having some dysfunction with her vision, and eventually came to see me about that, and I diagnosed the cataracts. And fortunately, there's a lot we can do about cataracts these days, and we were able to remove her cataracts and implant special lenses, and especially in her case, that helped her to reduce her dependence on glasses.
Well, and Becky's here with us this morning, so let me say good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Tricia.
We're glad to have you here. You know, I remember when you came back from having the first eye done, and all you could say was, it's a miracle, it's a miracle. What was the difference to you?
It was incredible, Tricia. I've worn corrective lenses of one form or another since I was 2 years old, so I had no idea that this would happen to me. I had no idea that my vision would be corrected by cataract surgery. And beyond that, I was just fascinated by the fact that it was much clearer. I was looking through an amber lens, basically, and once that was corrected, the whole world is a brighter, you know, crisper white, and, you know, colors are crisper. It's just a miracle.
And that's what you said. It was a miracle. So, Dr. Spitzer, what was this miracle? What does she mean by an amber light?
Well, as a cataract develops, it's almost like the rings of a tree. The cataract develops cells, and the cells will eventually get pushed into the middle of the lens as you grow and age. And it can create a density within the lens, and that can block some of the light that gets into your eye. And so you don't see some of the colors as bright as you would when you were younger. And one of those colors is blue. And so a lot of people, after they get the cataract surgery, they just can't believe how amazing a blue color is after they've had the surgery. So, you know, you take the cataract out, and then you put a clear lens in, and all the light gets into the eye now. So you see all these magnificent colors, and it's a huge difference for people.
And did you see a lot more blue, Becky?
You know, I didn't think about the color blue. It was really white for me.
Uh-huh.
It was just a brighter white. But in fact, as I looked out in my flower garden yesterday, I was just amazed once again at how beautiful and bright the colors were.
Clear. You actually sound like a commercial for laundry detergent, for heaven's sakes. But Dr. Spitzer, are all cataracts the same? I mean, is this the cataract that Becky had, is that the same as somebody else might have?
No, there's different types of cataracts. Becky had what's called a nuclear cataract, but there's also cortical cataracts and subcapsular cataracts, and those can each cause different symptoms. Often somebody with a cataract can still have 20/20 or 20/25 or 20/30 vision, but they get a lot of glare from light as they're driving down the street. It makes it more difficult to have oncoming traffic coming at them. They get rings around lights, and that can be very disconcerting to somebody, especially when they drive. So there's different dysfunctions that go along with cataracts, especially the type of cataract that you have. And each one of those is basically treated the same way, but they can cause different symptoms.
Does everybody develop cataracts in one form or another, or how unusual is it if they don't?
Everybody develops cataracts as they age, but what's different is that how the cataract affects the person is really what makes the difference. And some people have dysfunction from it, other people don't. And often people can go through their whole life never needing cataract surgery because they never had dysfunction from it.
What causes them, do we know?
Well, we don't have the magic button as to exactly what causes them. As I said, the cells are continually growing in the lens, and they get packed in the middle. Environment, some systemic diseases, smoking, a lot of different things, environment, sun, can contribute to a cataract. But exactly what, you know, brings it all
sure.
together and yeah. develops.
If we don't know exactly how they develop, then do we know any ways we can prevent them?
Again, we don't have the magic bullet for that either, mm-hmm. But eating healthy, not smoking, you know, trying to stay as healthy as you can, wearing sunglasses, those sorts of things can really...
All the standards
that's correct.
That we
yeah,
hear from almost every right. physician we talk to, so it's great advice. Let's talk about other possible treatments. If somebody starts to develop a cataract, is there something besides surgery they can do?
Well, depending on the cataract, sometimes a cataract can change the type of glasses that you need, and often you can give them a new pair of glasses, and that will at least delay the surgery for 6 or 12 months, maybe longer, depending. But often it's usually just a new pair of glasses or waiting until there's further dysfunction.
So from the experience of, say, with Becky, you would go, what, for a new pair of glasses thinking that that's what needed to be fixed each time?
Yes, every year.
Every year?
Every year.
And eventually they said to you, glasses aren't
well,
going to
eventually
help you anymore.
I needed them changed, you know, within a shorter period of time. So that's when I knew something else was going on.
And then what did you do next?
Well, I went to my eye doctor mm-hmm. again, and we tried a new pair of glasses, and after a month or two, I realized that my vision was getting, you know, worse. I was having all of the symptoms that Dr. Spitzer's mentioned with the auras around your, mm-hmm. when you're night driving, just a lot of different, symptoms that I knew something was going on. So then I went to visit Dr. Spitzer.
And so you knew then that you needed the next step, which would be an ophthalmologist who could
yes.
possibly do
yes.
surgery.
Yes, I didn't know what it was.
Is Becky a typical patient?
Not too typical. She's probably a little younger than most patients that I see.
And she's loving that. I see a big
yeah.
smile on her face.
but, everybody develops cataracts. I've done people in their 30s that have developed cataracts.
You
so,
have.
Yeah, and so it's really, it can be, sort of a run in the family kind of thing, and or just, again, environmental. And what was nice for Becky is she was very nearsighted all her life, as she said. So she's had glasses or contact lenses forever. And with this surgery, she no longer needs those. She still needs reading glasses, but we were able to correct her near vision or her nearsightedness with the lenses. And she also had astigmatism, which we corrected with the lens too, which is a new development
wow.
in technology over the last year or so.
I believe that all contributed to Becky's assessment that it was a miracle.
Absolutely.
Well, now talk to me about the possibility. Do people always get cataracts in both eyes? Because Becky, you had to go at two different times, right?
Yes, that's right.
Right, you had one eye done, and then, what, a week or 10 days later?
A couple weeks later,
you had the second one done. Is that typical, or do people develop a cataract only in one eye?
You can develop cataract in just one eye. Most people end up needing them both within a reasonable amount of time between the first eye. But it's not unusual to just do one surgery and then wait until the other one needs to be done.
Do cataracts come back?
Not in their original form. Sometimes you can get a haziness on the back surface of the lens that was implanted, and that's easy to take care of with a laser as an in-office procedure.
It is. So it's just a sort of like a correction, you mean?
Well, it's a laser that makes a hole in the back surface of the capsule that the lens sits in.
I see.
And the lens doesn't move, and it doesn't change the quality of the lens, but it gives you a clear access to look through.
So I think I'm understanding something I wasn't understanding before. You're saying the lens. Are you, when you do the surgery, are you removing something or putting something new in?
Both.
Explain that to us.
You can think of a cataract like an M&M. It has a shell that surrounds it. And I'll make a small incision in the eye, and then once I'm inside the eye, I make a hole on top of the M&M. I use an instrument that cuts up the chocolate, so to speak, into small pieces,
uh-huh.
and then removes it, sort of like a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
And that leaves an empty shell. And then I'll implant a lens inside that shell.
Oh.
And then it stays right in there.
Is it a corrective lens?
Yeah, it corrects for, we make measurements in the office for how long the eye is and how the eye is curved. And then we base a power based on those measurements.
Oh, so it is a corrective. Is
similar
that why?
To an eyeglass or a contact lens.
That's
so
right.
That's why you don't have to wear the glasses
that's
anymore.
Correct.
Oh, see, right. Now I'm understanding how all of this works. That's amazing technology. How long has this been around?
Well, they've been implanting lenses, probably for 30 years or so. Way back when it all first began, they would leave people without lenses, and you'd have to wear either Coke bottle glasses or you know, contact lenses. And as technology grew and developed, we were able to implant lenses. And early lenses caused a lot of early problems. And as it's developed and improved, the lenses are extremely safe now and very well tolerated.
They are. And do they ever have to be replaced?
Very rarely.
So, and what would mean they would need to be replaced? Why would that need to happen?
Well, sometimes the shell, the M&M shell that I told you about, it has supports to it, and sometimes those supports can weaken, mm-hmm. and the lens can dislodge, and you'd have to remove it under those circumstances. For some people who have certain inflammatory disorders, that can cause inflammation and may need to be removed under those circumstances. But again, that's very rare.
Very rare. Dr. Spitzer, if people want to get in touch with you and be screened for the need for cataract surgery, how would they do that?
We have a website. You can Google Eye Consultants of Syracuse.
Eye Consultants of Syracuse, and we will put a link from our HealthLink On Air website. And you have a phone number to give people?
422-4412.
Very good. 422-4412. Well, Dr. Steven Spitzer and Becky Cirio, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having
me. We learned a lot about cataracts and surgery. And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is Upstate Medical University's HealthLink On Air on 570 WSYR.